listening Dog Media. The Pod Play.
Dad, look what the postman's just left us.
Bloody hell, son. What is it?
It's a box.
I can see it's a box, lad.
And it's heavy.
Put it down on the table and go and fetch your mother. There's a good boy.
Mam, come here, quick. Dad's got a box.
Oh, what is it?
It's a box.
Yes, I can see it's a box.
It's heavy.
Oh, a heavy box. Do you think it's full of money?
Could be, Mam. It might be treasure.
Do you think?
Could be a box full of gold and jewels.
Tell you now, son, if there's anything of value, it'd be well gone.
Well?
Well, what?
Are you going to open it?
Dunno.
What do you mean you don't know?
No one's ever sent me a box before.
So?
Well, it mightn't be for me.
Who's got your bloody name on?
It might be a mistake.
Are you kidding me, Tommy?
Well, you don't know, do you? Who knows what's inside?
Tommy, you're being ridiculous.
No, ma'am. That's right. Granddad and me watched a film once and this mad murderer chopped the head off this policeman's wife and put it in a box and sent it to him.
Will you stop taking him to your father's? It's corrupting him.
Oh, ma'am. It was nothing. Didn't even see him do anything.
Oh, well, thank God for that.
In a spit on your grave, you see everything. In one bit, he's in the bath and...
Daniel, stop now. You are never going there again.
Should have seen it, ma'am. She cut off his head.
Daniel! You shouldn't be watching films like that. They're not true, and they give you nightmares.
Granddad says they are. Says he knew a woman once who did it to her husband. Said it happens all the time round here.
Daniel, stop. You see what he's done? I told you he's corrupting him.
Shocking that, son. Showing you films like that. I'll have a word with your granddad. What were they called again?
Seven and I Spit on Your Grave.
Terrible. Were they DVDs, son?
Yeah.
And has he still got them?
Tommy!
I was only going to take them off him, love.
Yes, and then what?
Mind them for him, you know, keep him safe, away from Dan.
Yeah, and where would you put him, like?
On the shelf, with all the other filth and porn I've had to confiscate off me dad.
Well, aren't you parent of the year?
Honestly, love, some of the stuff I've had to take off him, woo, it'd blow your socks off. I mean, there's one where they had this fella and these two girls naked and handcuffed.
Tommy, stop. Just chuck the lot of him in the bin.
I can't do that. They aren't mine.
Well, just get rid then.
Even the educational ones.
Educational?
Yeah. Some are foreign language.
It's porn, Tommy. Get rid.
Granddad says there's nothing wrong with seeing a man and a woman enjoying the pleasure of each other's company.
Oh, Jesus, Tommy. Poor lad.
Some might call him a lucky bastard.
Who? Who? Who in their right mind would like to watch films like that? Tommy, I said...
Anyone like a cup of tea?
No, I don't want tea. Let's just get this flaming box open so we can get on.
Do we have to?
What is it with you and opening letters?
What do you mean?
I mean, there's a pile of stuff here with your name on, unopened.
Oh, love, you know me. I like to live off-grid under the radar.
Yeah, and where's that got you? Who knows what you've missed out on over the years?
Julie, we don't know what's inside.
Exactly. So the sooner we get it open, the sooner we can find out.
Pass me a knife.
Careful, Dad. Could be something dangerous in there.
Yeah, Julie, you do it.
No, I'll give it to you. See? Nothing. All right. Well, first off, there's a letter.
What's it say?
Give us a chance. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Well?
Oh.
What's it say?
Oh, it's your Uncle Jack. He's dead.
Oh. That's sad. I liked Uncle Jack.
Yeah. Looks like he liked you and all. It's from Solicitor. He's left you something in his will.
Oh, I like him even more now.
It says your uncle loved you very much and wanted to show his appreciation for you being such a good friend when nobody else was. Tommy, oh, that's lovely.
He was all right, Uncle Jack, apart from his problem.
Problem?
Yeah, he were different.
To the rest of the family?
Was he in the closet, Dad?
Daniel, where did you hear that?
Granddad says it all the time.
Oh, yeah, well, I might have guessed.
He said Uncle Jack was a weirdo and not like any other men in the family. Said he probably tried to turn Dad.
Did he, Eck?
Granddad said he brought shame on the family and he was never to talk about him again.
Oh, well, that sounds serious, was he? You know, a bit, odd.
Let's not go there.
You never liked talking about him, did you?
He were different, that's all.
Were different? Like, how different?
In his tastes.
Oh. Oh, right, so like that, was he?
I was the only one who ever went to see him.
And did he ever, you know, try it on?
All the time. Made me dress up.
Oh, Tommy. Oh, God, you poor thing. And you kept it all bottled up all these years.
What else could I do? It was the shame of it.
Oh, Tommy. Oh, you poor sod. Why didn't you tell somebody?
He used to pay me not to.
Oh, Tommy. Oh, Tommy, love, that's awful. But, you know, it's not too late and I'm here for you and we can get you help and get you counselling.
Counselling?
Yeah, you know, get it off your chest.
I couldn't. It's been a secret for too long. I'd be ashamed.
Tommy, you've done nothing to be ashamed of.
But I am.
Oh, love, no one will blame you.
I'm just scared about what people might say.
Well, it happens. You know, you'd be surprised how many people have been in your situation.
But being a Red and pretending they like City, the shame, everyone's going to hate me.
A what?
Being a United fan but going to watch City.
Is this what all this is about?
Yeah. What did you think it was?
The flaming football.
Well, yeah. You know how big a deal it is in our house.
You had me thinking the worst there.
Like what?
Nothing. You lot are mad.
It was Uncle Jack who were mad. Always doing mad stuff. He used to be a punk and that. Talk about anarchy in the UK. It was anarchy in Salford when he dyed his hair blue and started supporting City. Said he wanted to be a rebel. Caused blue murder, it did. Did you get it? Blue murder. Made a joke there. You know, City Blue.
Yeah, I get it. So how come you went to see him then?
It was me mum. She had a soft spot for him and used to take him up to his house on a Saturday afternoon. Then when me mum got a job, he used to mind me. And that's when it happened.
What?
The indoctrination.
Indoctrination?
Yeah. The brainwashing. Him trying to turn me into a City fan.
Oh, God.
Honestly, love, it was like something the Russians would do. You know, like in them James Bond films.
And you say our Dan's got a vivid imagination. I can see where he gets it from.
It started with having tapes of City matches on the television when I got there. Then lots of subliminal messages like programmes and books about City laying around. And he'd always be talking about them. He were brainwashing me and I never realised it. Then one day, he said, I've got you a surprise.
And what was it?
A City kit and a ticket to the match.
And did you wear it?
I had to. Every Saturday, I'd turn up in the house and the first thing he'd say was, get your kit on.
Well, that makes a change. Just as long as it wasn't the other way around.
What do you mean?
You know, you getting your kit off.
Julie.
Well, I'm sorry, love. It's just weird.
That's why I don't talk about it.
And that's why you didn't tell anyone.
How could I? I was as bad as him now, so it had to be our guilty secret.
And how long have you lived with this?
Shame. 20 years.
And you never told anyone?
Have a shite. My dad would have gone mad. Besides, I needed the money.
What do you mean?
He used to give me a couple of quid as I was leaving.
Oh, you poor thing.
He wasn't poor. He had a bloody big house.
And what about family?
None.
So he lived on his own?
Yeah. All alone in this bloody big house with big gardens front and back. To be honest, I used to love going there.
Well, why did you stop?
I don't know. My mum stopped taking us. I couldn't be bothered going on my own. And United just won the Champions League, so I just used to phone him and tell him about what were going on and stuff.
Grandad said Uncle Jack was as tight as a duck's
son. Daniel! Don't you dare say the rest.
He wasn't tight. He had loads of money.
Well, what did he do?
Well, after the family disowned him, he moved to Timperley and got a roadie for Frank Sidebottom. He used to polish his head.
He what?
Polished Frank's head.
Frank's head?
Used to keep it in the box.
He kept his head in a box?
Showed it to me once.
His head? Frank Sidebottom's head?
Yeah. Let me try it on once. It were big, but surprisingly light.
How interesting.
And very shiny. Uncle Jack was very proud of that.
Oh, really?
Was it like in that film, Dad? Was there lots of blood and guts?
No, just glue and sticky tape.
I ain't got a clue what you're going on about.
Dad, do you think that's what Uncle Jack has left you? Frank's slide button's head and that's what's in the box?
Bloody hope not, son.
Much as I'd love to waste my life chatting on about Frank Sidebottom's head, can I ask, did Uncle Jack never marry?
No, never. He was devoted to City and Frank Sidebottom. That was his life.
So, there's a good chance he might leave you something nice.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, big house, money, no relatives. Who's he going to leave it all to?
I haven't a clue.
It might be you.
Do you think?
Well, you know, if it's like you say, and you were his favourite.
Bloody hell. Do you think?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Come on, open the box. Well?
Footy programmes.
Oh. Well... Well, that's nice, I suppose, you know, if you're into that kind of stuff.
What are you going to do with them, Dad?
I don't know, lad. I'll have to have
Granddad a clean. Granddad says, when you get stuff he doesn't want, you can shove them where the sun doesn't shine.
Daniel!
I'll put them in the loft.
Anything
looks
else?
Like a letter.
Oh.
It's got my name on it.
Oh, Tommy. How exciting.
You think...
Yes. Well, come on then.
What?
The letter. Open it soft, lad.
The way after.
Yes, Tommy. This could be life-changing.
Why?
Why? Why, you clothhead? Your Uncle Jack was rich, right? He had no family who cared about him apart from you.
So?
So, he's left you a letter.
So?
So he obviously wants to tell you something or leave you something.
Like what?
No, my God, Tommy, just read the letter. Well?
Well, what?
What does it say?
You haven't read it yet.
Well, then go on, read it out loud so we all can hear.
Well, son, I'm dead then. Had to go some time. Not that it was by choice, mind, but some things are out of our control. We had some good times, didn't we? You were like a son to me, the son I never had but always wished for. Like all sons, you fucked off in the end and left me. But I can't complain. I did the same thing for your grandmother. Anyway, all water under the bridge.
Aw, isn't that lovely?
No, oh, good fella.
Well?
Well, what?
Carry on, read the letter. It hasn't come to the good bit yet.
To a good bit?
Oh, yes, I can tell. It's coming. Read on.
Right, then, where was I?
You just fucked off and left him.
Thanks, son. Right. So he says, I thought that miserable bastard of a father of yours had found out our little secret. Anyway, I hope you could have stuck around to see us win the league. But I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you have a little jig of delight as we picked up the trophy.
Did you, Dad?
Did I what?
Do a little jig when City won the league.
Did I, shite? I got done for being drunk and disorderly.
Very interesting, but this isn't Crime Watch, so let's get on with it.
All right. Yes. When City win the league...
You've read that bit.
Hang on. Win the league. I was very surprised when you wrote and told me you'd join the army, but...
Hang on. The army? You was never in the army.
Bet you was, Dad, weren't you? You just couldn't tell anyone, could you?
Yeah, something like that, son.
Why did you tell him that?
Well, I didn't want to go anymore, and it's all I could think of. It was that or prison.
Oh, well, knowing you back then, prison was the most likely.
Did you ever meet Aunt Middleton or Foxy when you was in the army, Dad?
Sorry, son, I never did.
Good job. They'd have been sorry. Grandad said when he was young, he was mad as a bastard.
Daniel! Stop. Thank you. Oh, Tommy, carry on, please.
Where was I?
Oh, for God's sake, just give it to you. But knowing you and your sense of adventure, it didn't surprise me. Sense of adventure?
Yeah, back then I were different.
Says the man who won't eat curry.
We don't know where it's been. I tried it once, not for me. Now where you've...
Grandad says curry gives him the wild.
Daniel! Stop, we'll have no more of your granddad's sayings, all right? God, right, now, shh, everyone. Let me read the letter. It could be very important. Sense of adventure. I'm not surprised you were selected for paratrooper training.
What? Could have happened.
And it was only natural that the SAS would want you.
Yeah, well.
Yes, I knew you was in the SAS.
Yeah, but just now, lad, not a word to anyone. I'm still on active service. I'm undercover.
Isn't that why you stick with that crap job on the building site, then?
Who said it were crap? Oh, your granddad.
And he says...
Enough, Dan. We don't want to know. My, oh, my. You've been to some exotic places, and all those medals were truly deserved.
Can I see your medals, Dad?
Later, son.
Great.
All them terrorists you killed, they deserved it. The Queen, bloody Queen, the Queen is very lucky to have you as her close protection officer and head of security. I know with you around, we are in pretty safe hands.
What?
Head of security?
Yeah.
Oh. You were doing so well in your job that the big lottery win was a massive bonus for you.
I had a bad week. I couldn't think of anything to write.
So you told him you won the lottery?
I might have.
But you haven't.
I know that, but he doesn't know that.
It therefore goes without saying, I am very proud. And I'm sorry that I never got to say goodbye. I wish the rest of your family had the same drive and an ambition. Oh, my God, Tommy, you had him fooled.
I just wanted him to be proud of me.
Well, you did that. Anyway, it worked, and he was. Oh, my God.
What?
What have you done?
Nothing.
No, Tommy, no. You have.
What have I done?
Proved him wrong.
Have I? Have I done that?
By being the next James Bond. Tommy, lad, I'm so proud of you. I never thought you'd amount to much, but you've proved me wrong.
See?
Tommy, you're a bloody labourer on a building site, living in a council house and flying by the seat of your arse.
Yes, that might be so, but Uncle Jack doesn't know that, does he?
Grandad does. He's always saying what a useless lump you are.
And what do you say to that?
Nothing. Mam says I have to respect my elders. Besides, he's right about most things.
Oh, Anyway, it doesn't matter. Uncle Jack thinks I've made good.
Doesn't he just? Prove me wrong. What good is a big old house in Timperley to you when you've got rooms in Buckingham Palace?
What?
Then there's more. And what good is my few £100,000 to a lottery winner? So...
No.
So, I'm leaving everything to your sister. Maybe it'll help her to have a better life. Obviously, it will be nowhere near as exciting or rewarding as yours, but at least it might give her a start. All the best, lad. Although I know you don't need it. P.S. There's a little something for you that I think you'll agree money can't buy. It's a record.
A record? Which one?
Blue Moon.
Anyone got a record player?
Granddad has.
Oh, well, he'll love this.
Well, what do you think?
Could have been worse.
Now come!
It could have been that Beatles shite they all sing. Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone, without the dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Oh, come here, you daft bugger. The Pod Play.